Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is December 26th, 2005, the Feast of St. Stephen. I sometimes wonder about the church year. Who thought it would be a good idea to follow one of the most joyous days of the year, Christmas, with one of the saddest, the Feast of St. Stephen, the first martyr? Well, God, of course. Stephen's story is told in the 6th and 7th chapters of Acts. He was among the first 7 people to be ordained deacon and charged with caring for the poor in the community, especially widows and orphans, a ministry that deacons carry out to this day. We also hear that he did many miracles, though the Bible doesn't say what they were. In the course of his ministry, he somehow ran afoul of the religious authorities, and rather than deliver a reasoned and reasonable defense of his behavior, he scolded them for their lack of faith. They became so enraged that they dragged him outside of the city and stoned him. And in one of those scenes that shows God to be better than any Hollywood writer, the young man who holds the coats of those stoning Stephen turns out to be Saul of Tarsus, who will one day become Paul, the great Christian evangelist. Stephen is a saint who teaches us many lessons. Having the feast of a martyr so near to Christmas reminds us that the joy of having Jesus among us as a little child means that the crucifixion is only a matter of time. The Christian life is one of joy, service, and sacrifice together. And perhaps Stephen understood that best of all. He also reminds us that Jesus has already shown us how to live that life successfully. We don't have to struggle on our own to figure out how to do it. While he was alive, Stephen concerned himself with the poor and the cast-off, just like Jesus did. And while he was dying, he forgave the ones who killed him, just as Jesus had. Sisters and brothers, Stephen was among the first of those who sacrificed for Christ, both in life and in death. He shows us that not only Jesus can live that life of service. It is open to ordinary humans like us, too. Let us follow him on this path, side by side with Stephen and each other, our eyes firmly fixed on Christ, our light. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O Lord of glory, for the example of the first martyr Stephen, who looked up to heaven and prayed for his persecutors to your Son, Jesus Christ, who stands at your right hand, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.